Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. Bill Belichick is official. It is official, official. He is making his way. I mean, look, it's, I think he lives up there in Cape Cod or whatever, so it's a nice little straight flight down there to Raleigh, even though it's private, so he's flying everywhere. So it's, I mean, look, I think at his point in his career, I would have liked to see him take a run at Shula's record. I think he was a little taken back by the stiff arms that he received from the owners. Now, obviously, the owners are that's letting you know who really run the league. I think his relationship that soured in the, I mean, heck, he tried to get rid of Brady after 4 Super Bowls. I mean, you got to think like that. It that probably resonated through the ownership. So I think for him,
marbles
goes through like, okay, like this is the, you know, probably, you know, bring some life back into him. It's a new, this is definitely a new challenge. I think he has some knowledge and experience that a lot of programs, matter of fact, 99.9% of the program or the universities out here that have to deal with this revenue sharing and the salary cap, he knows it inside and out. Now, you're not going to be able to, you know, like do the way contracts, but I think it's very comfortable for him. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does down there. And I think it's the splash hire that they know what Mack Brown was in that first couple years that he was down there. Then North Carolina was almost on the come up. The last 2 years have been so-so, even though they made bowl games every year. I think he's going to be able to take that talent pool because Mack actually recruited pretty decent. So he doesn't have to come in there and just blow the whole roster up. He's going to be able to – the ones that choose to stay are going to be able to, you know, be coached up well and taken care of and then go from there. So it'll be.
Any thought that Mac stays around as an assistant for him?
No. The way.
Less dude, work.
They tried to get him. They tried to fire him. They tried to get him to quit the day before. It's not happening. Mac long gone. I mean, that's right there. If I was Bell, I would look at that situation because coaches are very tight. No matter if you're, some coaches think, oh, he's not a very good coach. They're very tight. The way that they ended that tenure with Mac was completely wrong. Meet him with him on Monday. You want him to essentially resign or quit on Wednesday. He says, I'm not. Then they come back to you on Friday to do it the day before the game at the team hotel. What does it matter? He already said he was just going to coach one more game. Like, you can't do him a solid. You know, it's not like you're not getting ahead of the hiring cycle. So it's it'll be interesting how,
especially if you're going to go after Bill Belichick, right? Not any other.
They weren't
college
originally going after Bill Belichick. They got told no quite a few times, and then somebody was having some very expensive wine, and probably saw Bill Belichick crack a joke on the Manning cast or something. Said, so, you know what?
His dad used to coach here in the 50s. Let's give him a ring.
Let's just see if he calls us back.
Isn't that the? So what's the
like?
What would be? So it is Jay Foreman's now the president of the Boosters. You're president of the Kings who write these things, and you have a football program. Is that the list? Urban, Saban, Belichick maybe not on the list.
Urban's not on my list.
Urban's not on the list. Who? Give me your dream five coaches that
if I was North Carolina, I mean, I'm sure.
Or anybody with money that wants a good program, and you get to pick who's going to run your program.
Well, it's different because North Carolina's never been a football school.
Right.
So they're operating from a different mindset.
Famous Amos Lawrence will disagree.
Lawrence
Taylor will disagree.
They are operating from the standpoint of Arthur Smith, which would seem like a layup. Right. Said no. And there's other ones. Right. And then also with the whole fad, I think this is a fad of coaches deciding not to be head coaches and going to be coordinators. They said, look, why not? Let's see, you know, how if he's interested or not. I mean, you got some pretty famous alumni and have done here. Obviously, with Michael Jordan, probably has Bill Belichick on speed dial. So that's how that probably came to fruition. And also, let's not forget, he came back here and I think he did a coach's clinic just last offseason. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he just didn't come do a coach's clinic and leave. There had to be conversations about structure. What's it like? You know, Coach Rule just play, you know, coached in the NFL. I think Belichick. So they, you know, each other. So it's kind of, he didn't just take this job cold turkey. And he probably just for whatever reason, just by talking to other coaches, already kind of had some cliff notes of what it's like to coach in college now and whether he could do it or not. Because if he didn't, he would have never returned the first phone call, went to the interview, and essentially accepted the job. So,
or written the 400-page document saying this is what needs to happen for me to get here. He wasn't interested.
Oh, he just changed the name on that.
Hired in New England?
He wrote that. That's just, he can pull that out of his back pocket. He could recite that right now. That 400 pages, because he knows. He knows exactly what he needs.
That's a lot.
And you know what that is? That's the equivalent of all he did was right there to see if they were going to read it. That the Giants back when Bill Belichick was there and even before the combine, or at the combine, they would give you a 400-page or 400-question test. And it's just whether you want to see if you can finish it. Two, if you see if you're going to read every question. That's going to tell you who you are at the player. Some guys will just, you know, write in and just, you know, scribble in the A, B's, and C's and, you know, the pattern. Because they're going to ask you the same question 10 different ways. You probably had the same different information, it just in a different way. The old Giant trick. But, you know, I mean, look, he's going to get what he's wanting. I think he's going to give them legitimacy as far as how they go about their business. They're without a doubt that he will leave that program in a positive way. And they don't have a true salary cap. So it's not like if he makes a couple moves, they're bombed for 5 years. You just it every year you just start.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Something just hit me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Austin J. This just gave the number two most obnoxious fan base, alumni base in the country, the greatest coach available.
How you like that, Austin? You don't care.
Tar Heel fans have Belichick now.
Now they're linked to the number one most obnoxious NFL fan base.
Patriots?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
The Cowboys.
Oh no!
It gives all the Carolina alum
credibility. No.
They instantly become a credible university.
Oh no!
Instantly.
But DP, who's number one though? For the college though, you said Carolina's number two.
Same triangle.
Ah, fair enough.
You guys go back and forth.
Same triangle. Yeah, you two deserve each other. Yeah. Like
are like long lost cousins.
Like
man.
You.
It'll be interesting, though. It'll be interesting to see what he does. It's gonna be no, and then, but and also like,
what are fair expectations for him?
Getting people to talk about North Carolina football.
Bowl Mission game. I mean, he's gonna be in a big bowl game. They're gonna be a player. They got
they're
talent.
Be on TV.
Down there.
New Year's Day or later.
They're on TV
within a year or two.
They're gonna be on TV.
Well, one there's one thing he's not gonna be able to do. those press conferences, that ain't gonna work. The ones in the wind, that ain't gonna work.
Oh, you that's know what? Not gonna work. Okay, I was immediately hit with the negative, but there is a positive. There is a positive, and it is win-win. That at some point next year, you're gonna get a presser with Hoodie and Dabo, and I.
Imagine those, that handshake. Imagine that. What are you doing here?
What
just
are you
hanging
doing
out.
Chef's kiss. You're
hanging out. Welcome.
So good. Oh, those two. Hoodie punches him, right? Like, I mean, he does. He John Jones kicks him, right? Like, yeah.
Hey, Bill Belichick ain't missed a day on the bench press either.
Right? Like, yeah. Oh.
So, I mean, I think he took the job for, I don't, here's a good thing about it, about Bill Belichick versus Urban Meyer. Oh. He didn't do it for ego. Urban's to the NFL was straight ego, and that's what has burned him. And that's why he should never coach again. You know, kicking players and all that. Man, you lucky you even be on TV right now, like kicking a grown man like that. And I don't care if he's a kicker or not. Bill Belichick didn't take it for that. I think he is, and this is where everybody on the ACC should be fair warned. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be fucked. Mm-hmm. Hey. I'm telling you this right now. If he picks up on something that you did back in 2006, I'm telling
you. Prepare to see it in 2025.
Prepare to see it in 2025. If he has, I'm telling you, if he has intel on when you go to bathroom or when you really want to call timeout, I'm telling you, the littlest things, he is going to destroy.
And you know you can just walk up into Clemson's workouts? Like, you know, Hoodie is going to have
Dallas Cowboys style.
He's going to have scouts everywhere.
Oh, yeah. He ain't worried about that because he going to watch tape. I'm telling you what he did. He watched a lot of the coaches throughout the whole college landscape. And just like, oh, this is easy.
Blood in the water.
And I get paid for it. And, you know, I get the chill. Because they probably told me, you ain't got to do a whole bunch of recruiting. You just got it. This is what you got. He's like, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I could be a beneficial. And he's like, don't worry about the coaching stuff.
Here's another win.
I got this.
Here's another win. North Carolina travels to Boston College.
So TCU got Deion's first game. Oh, TCU gets North Carolina. Oh, we also.
Let's go.
Get Carolina versus Scott Frost.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Oh. hey.
I don't care.
Hey, that little system, that ain't working.
Yeah.
That ain't working. He's going to be – because here's what he does so well. He says, listen, this is the things that can beat us. This is how they win. We ain't letting them do it. And if they win, so be it. Because he knows more games are lost than won. So just on that alone, when players get off the bus, just imagine their third down – we always have third down meetings. Just imagine their third down meetings. I mean, you're going to have North Carolina players out there really thinking they're Harry Carson and Lawrence Taylor and Carl Banks. And they're like, you know what I mean? And Everson Walls.
Ethan Horton.
Yeah.
Like they're.
They're going to have tight ends out there thinking he's Zeke Moat and stuff. He's going to have some big. I'm telling you. He's going to have a game where he wins like 60 something to like 40, you know, a shootout. And then he's going to just have that game where he just going to just grind you up.
10-7.
And just sit there and like, just be happy. Just grind you up.
Just waiting for you to blink.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. There you go. You muffed that punt there on the 13-yard line.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's the one yard we need to put us over the hedge.
Oh, man.
Two first downs, field goal, walk off. Good game.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure there's a way for college football playoffs to overtake this story for any broadcast going forward.
Oh, well, it'll die down, but it's going to be his interviews during the, you know, the pre-games and all that is going to be great because the best one is Nick Saban going to interview.
You know what I want to do?
Because Nick Saban is going to say, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but you know what I want? If I'm Hoodie, I'm at all of these playoff games. I'm on the sideline just looking at players. I'm just looking. Hey, Jay, I'm just walking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at every quarterback, running back. I'm just looking, going. Oh, yeah.
Just imagine this.
He's just waving at players.
It's not even the players.
The hoodie wink.
I'm coming to get your coaches.
Right, the hoodie wink.
Oh, you want to be? Hey, I read your high school bio that you wanted to be a head coach. Come on with me. I'm gonna show you. I'll get you there next year. Hey, he gonna be snagging people left and right. He's gonna be killing. Hey, he's gonna have so close. He's gonna be killing people.
Oh man,
I got a new up and coming linebacker. No, you don't.
Anyways,
we're gonna take a quick break. J4 with DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.